It's Not Just You with Stacy and Lynn, a safe place to talk about issues and life, especially the things most people don't want to discuss. Now, here are your hosts, Stacy DeFord and Lynn Montemare on Empower Radio.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Stacy DeFord.
I'm Lynn Montemare.
And we want to thank our sponsors, of course, SeatSitters.com and Schoolcraft College. Did you know that Schoolcraft has 4 certified master chefs, 1 certified pastry chef, and a certified master baker on their staff? And you can take classes with these extraordinary bakers and teachers, and they will teach you, especially with the holidays coming up. Like, I know I'm looking forward to, I love baking and cooking stuff when my family comes over.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I want it to be impressive.
Exactly. I like to have a big spread.
Of
baked goods, of everything I made.
Yes. And I want it to be pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And I want people to wonder if I bought it or if I made it.
Exactly.
And these master bakers at Schoolcraft can teach you everything you need to know. Check them out online, schoolcraft.edu/culinary. Okay, speaking of professionals.
Yes.
That's the topic for today's show. And it's a little, because we all have all kinds of professionals in our lives.
Right.
Like, you know, you've got the doctors you see. You've got the...
home improvement people.
Yes. And, you know, and how do you go... And then there's the people that we see to your hairdresser.
Sure.
You know, all of that stuff. Talking about how to find them,
right,
and how to find the right ones,
mm-hmm.
and everybody goes about it in a different way.
Yeah, like I'm probably way too trusting again.
Well, that is your nature.
That's what I was gonna say. As soon as it came out of my mouth, I was like, it seems to be a common theme. But yeah, I was telling. Now I've told a couple friends, just like, you know, we were having a conversation, and I bring up that. You know, I've gotten Botox from Groupon or whatever. And they're like, so you just let anyone inject stuff in your face? I'm like, well, yeah. What are they going to do? Move the placement of my nose? It's fine. How bad can it get?
You do remember the story of, I think it was Florida. It must have been Florida because all this kind of weird stuff happens in Florida.
Oh.
Of the women who were getting butt injections.
Yeah.
And it turns out the doctor, and I'm using air quotes here, was injecting them with cement.
Cement.
Yeah.
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 Like, I feel like if you're not careful,
mm-hmm.
that's you.
Really?
Well,
it could, I was telling someone the story that I went to this place recently for Botox, and part of the story that I thought was funny as well is that you could buy 20 units of Botox for a certain price or 40 units for a certain price. And when I got there, I called ahead of time and I said, well, what if I buy the 40 units, but I don't really need all 40 units at that time? And he said, oh, yeah, we can save it up. Well, the bad news is I got there and he told me I needed 54 units. So I said,
of course.
And, you know, I didn't ask any more questions than that. Well, he is like putting all this numbing stuff on my face for something. And I just happened to say, now what? Because he had ironically gone to the same high school as my son. It was just a random thing that he even brought it up. That's why I kind of, like, I
okay.
was like, what?
Did he graduate the same year as your son?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. No.
Check it.
No, he's still there. No.
Okay.
So then I said, I just, and I never do this, but I said, well, where did you go? What did you go to medical school for? He says, to be an internist. And I thought, well, this is interesting.
Because you're kind of being an altruist right now.
Yes. And he's like, but I found out, like, you know, this is really, you know, I started doing this for friends and then family. One thing led to another. And there's, you know, I just made a career out of it. And I said, oh, okay. And then I said, what medical school did you go to? And this is the first time ever, like, he said something I've never heard of in my entire life. And I just said, okay, so we're numbing everything? I mean, I just didn't even, what am I going to say at this point? I was just like, okay.
Was it like in the Bahamas?
Someone else asked me that. I don't know. It was just, I don't know, some very random school I had never heard of. And I, okay, well, again, I thought
like,
it's.
Like Jim's Medical School?
Something like that. Yeah.
Oh,
Jim
my.
Bob's Medical School, I think it was.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, but that's just like little stuff. Now, I'm getting, you know, I have to re-get my shoulder surgery done again this mm-hmm. month. And every person says, what do you have? And I do what I just, I it's something like it's torn. They're like, rotator cuff. I'm like, it's not like, I don't think the rotator cuff necessarily is torn. I think there was something called a something with an L, and they're looking at me like, you're just walking in and getting it done. I'm like, I don't know. He's a professional. He told me, right? But I have other people who are like, well, how long is this? And what will you take? And how long is the operation? And how are they going to read? And I'm like, I don't know. And then I find that after talking to this person who was, you know, kind of doing that to me, I thought, I don't really ask a lot of questions when it comes to what I'm getting done medically. I just feel like if they think that's what I have to do, I just do it.
Wow.
Yeah?
Well, I think I ask a lot of questions.
Yeah?
Well, probably not as many as I should sometimes.
Mm-hmm. But do you start at the beginning, though, to even get to the doctor, though? Are you, like, researching? Are you looking at reviews? Are you just going to where your insurance, like, accepts that doctor?
I basically try to get, if it's something medical, I try to get a referral from another medical person, and not even necessarily my doctor. Like, I found my OBGYN years and years and years ago when I was seeing this allergist who basically saved my life in my early 20s.
Okay.
Loved him, loved his entire staff, changed my life. And then when I was like, oh, I'm a grown woman, I should be seeing an OBGYN. And I asked his nurse who she went to see.
Like, this is after you're 20 years old?
Yeah.
You hadn't gone.
But I'd moved down here.
Oh, I
so,
see.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I didn't have, I didn't have doctors down here.
Okay.
And actually, I will say this. When I moved down here and I didn't have a doctor, I went to Planned Parenthood because they do exams, and I was not making a ton of money, and they were very affordable, and it was a great resource.
I didn't even know that was a resource that you can go there.
Planned Parenthood, another place that saved my life. I'm a big fan. I know there have been issues with them, and mm-hmm. some people have issues with them and other people don't. But I'm telling you, I had nothing but a positive experience.
Wow.
There.
Okay.
Yes. And they do. That's the thing. They do everything.
Mm-hmm.
They're women's health. Mm-hmm. That's what they're for. Really. So I'd been going to Planned Parenthood, but I'm like, I have a real job now. I'm making more money. I should find a real doctor. And so I asked his nurse, like, would you recommend? She's like, oh, I love my doctor. He delivered both my children. I swear by him. And he is still my doctor to this day.
Oh, that's great.
But so if it's a medical thing, I always try to ask another medical professional. But I don't ask, who do you recommend? I ask, who do you see?
Oh, okay. That's
good.
Which is
different because I feel like, and not that there's anything wrong with this, but mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of medical professionals refer each other because, you know, it's like, oh, I'm an internist and sometimes my patients need to see an eye doctor, so I'll refer this guy because
right.
I know him, blah, blah,
yeah.
blah. But that might not be the eye doctor they see.
That's true.
I want to know who you see.
But see, I think that sometimes it gets like super overwhelming too. And I think that's what
true.
Happens to my brain. Like, so my daughter was recently at the ER for a stomach issue. And while we were there over like the 8-9 hour period, we literally saw probably 6 different doctors.
Wow.
Like, because their shifts were ending because we got there, you know, late at night. And everyone that came in had something different to say. Everyone that came in was reading a report differently. Everyone was saying at one point they were telling me we're going to be doing emergency surgery. Then 2 doctors later, they come in and say, make an appointment in my office. Then we'll look at her and we'll take care of it from there. I mean, I leave and I mean, everyone's asking me, well, what did they say? I'm like, I swear to God, I'm so overwhelmed. Right? I mean, I don't know. 6 different people said 6 different things. So we ended up having to get a surgery. But who did I go with? The guy that, one of the ones that I saw there, because he said, call my office and make an appointment. So everyone's like, do you know anything about him? And I'm just thinking, well, I was at a hospital that I like. And if he was one of the doctors, is it a big problem that I'm not like saying we should go see other second opinion people? I mean, are you a big second opinion person?
Not always.
Some people like,
I know,
want a second opinion for everything.
I've not had anything serious enough. I think if I got a very serious diagnosis,
mm-hmm.
I might seek out a second opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I've not been in that position yet.
See, that also scares me though, because I'm like, then I've got the opinion of 2 professionals, right?
Right.
Now, what am I doing?
What if they're different?
Right.
Well, then you go see a third.
Oh, gosh. And then
majority rules.
Right. And then I'm thinking, like, that just seems super overwhelming because I'm a person that likes, if something's wrong, I want to fix it right away.
Okay.
You know? And it's funny, though, that you brought up, like, or we brought up home improvement people and stuff.
Yeah.
Because for those things, I do feel like you have to get 2 or 3, you know, estimates. And
okay, so you'll get 2 or 3 estimates for your house.
I know. As soon as we were talking about that, I thought,
anybody can have a stab at your face.
Right. It's because you know that those contractor guys are known for taking you for a ride.
Right.
So you know you don't trust all of them.
Yes.
So that's why you want to get two or three. With doctors, you've been taught to trust all of them.
Right.
So if you get
a
differing opinion, you're like, well, what's going on here?
Exactly. My God,
nailed it.
Thank you, Remy.
You're welcome.
That's what my point is. Right. Because, like, you know, you can get three different roof estimates and they can be at $10,000 apart, you know, but it's like, okay, what are we doing different on the roof? I mean, I laid out the same shingles. What are we doing different? But with the doctor, I'm thinking they all kind of went to the same school, right? It's all somewhat regulated by insurance. I mean, do I really need to spend all this time getting estimates and stuff if, you know, it's...
I don't know. I'm going to give you my story because I, years and years and years ago, I was feeling like, my face, it needs to be fixed.
Yeah.
And my girlfriend on the other side of the state was actually at the time working for a plastic surgeon's office.
Perfect.
She was a patient liaison, but she'd worked in the medical field. She'd worked in medical sales. And I called her and I said, I need to know the best plastic surgeon that you would see over near me.
Yeah.
And so she gave me a name. And I went to see him. Absolutely love him. Absolutely love his staff. And that is where I go to get Botox.
Okay.
So that little crease between my eyes.
Yeah, that I don't see.
Okay, well, doesn't make me look cranky. And there's like no little tiny people living in it.
Good. Because
that's how deep it was.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So you mentioned the Groupon thing.
Yes.
So I'm like, okay, maybe I'll save some money. Mm-hmm. And I did get one. And the doctor was perfectly nice at this other place. But it didn't. It took a couple days to take. I don't feel like it's lasting as long. Mm. And I'm like, okay, I saved some money.
Right.
But I don't feel like I got what I get when I usually
go. Yes. So did I really save any money? And
exactly. Right. Mm-hmm. So that was my lesson. I'm like, no, you know what? I've been going there for years. I trust them. I know every time how it's going to go and how it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if this was the universe telling me, what are you doing? Why are you messing this up?
Right.
Why are you being cheap? This is your face.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but it wasn't a horrible experience,
mm-hmm.
but it wasn't what I was used to.
Yeah.
And
okay.
Yeah.
But see, like, I'm thinking of switching dentists right now, and I've gone to the same dentist for a while, but it's not like super close.
Yes.
And after hearing about your recent experience at the dentist, it sounded pretty amazing.
Oh, I love my dentist. Which, my dentist came very highly recommended from my trainer. We were working out, and she was talking and said, I have to go to the dentist later. She actually, I think, went to high school with him and his brother. They're together. And she said, I hate going to the dentist, but I don't mind going here. And I said, I need their number.
So why were you leaving your other dentist?
Because I hated going to the dentist.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It was not ever comfortable.
Yeah.
It was never I would cancel appointments because I was so anxious about
that's
it.
That's what I'm doing.
And I was just looking for a new place to go.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, I don't mind going.
Really?
I still don't love it.
Yeah.
But I don't mind. They make it very easy. They make it as painless as it can possibly be.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I'm thinking, because I just looked on my calendar and I saw I have a dentist appointment that I didn't even realize next week. I'm like, I don't want to go. But I, you know what I mean? And then I remember you talking about yours. So I thought maybe I should go to that one.
But that's the thing. Like, if you hear somebody.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Raving
like,
about somebody, like, I'm the first person to, even if I don't need it then, I will write it down or take note of it for reference later.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, oh, I might not need that now, but yeah, I might soon.
But like, also, a lot of times it's hard to get in as a new patient to places.
Yes.
And I became desperate recently trying to find a new doctor for my daughter. And it has to be like in your insurance plan, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then it's like, first, is it in network? Then it was like not accepting new patients. Then it was literally, they're not seeing, they don't take adolescents. Then it was, I'm out of practice. I mean, I was like pulling my hair out. So at the end of the day, I am getting Dr. Jim Bob because who's left? Who can I see? And then I'm just like, thank God.
I think, well, and I went through the same thing when we were looking for someone for my son. And I think especially the mental health availability for teenagers
mm-hmm.
is abysmal.
So bad.
It's so bad. And I remember when my son was at a point of desperation, I started making calls. This was in November. And they were like, yeah, we can get you in February. I'm like, I'm not sure where we're going to be in February. Like, I'm not sure.
Right.
I don't want to say it out loud, but I was thinking, I'm not sure he's going to be here in
February. Exactly.
Like,
no.
It was that dire. Mm-hmm. And I remember one place said, yeah, you can see him. And he's just got to talk to one of our therapists first, and then he could get in to see a psychiatrist, mm-hmm. which is what he needed because he needed medication. And I said, okay, fine. We'll have him talk to anybody. Well, he wasn't thrilled about talking to the therapist, but he did. And then I go to leave to make the appointment, and the therapist recommended, yes, he should see the person. And they're like, okay, so we have an appointment in February. I about lost it.
Yeah.
And I said to the young woman, I realize that you're not the person I explained it to the first time, but the only reason we're here is because I was told you could get him in if we spoke to your therapist.
Yeah.
So no, I will not be making an appointment, and you better not send a bill.
Exactly.
And they did. And I wrote the same thing on the bill and sent it back.
Good for you.
I'm like, no, you don't get to take advantage of people.
And then, you know, another thing is how many strikes until they're out as a medical professional? Because we went to a guy that, you know, we had a doctor like the whole family sees.
Yeah.
Okay. And super nice. Like the really great bedside manner, very, very nice. Often had his dog in the office, which we're huge dog people, so that was great. But then he did no less than three, which I would consider pretty large mistakes. Mm. And I called, alerted their office, told their office they didn't even act like they were really sorry about it. I mean, one alone was, they were telling me my daughter didn't have this vaccine. And I was like, well, I thought she, no, I said, are you sure she didn't have it? And they said, yeah. And I said, no, because I came in and you said she wasn't feeling well, so we're not going to do it. And I came back the next week. But I think you wrote it in your chart that it was this big mess up, right?
Yeah.
And they said, nope, she absolutely had it. She absolutely had it. And I'm like, I really feel like she did not have this vaccine because I'm telling you, I remember being there and but you had the chart with you and you already said, what are we doing today? And you wrote it down and then you looked at her and you were like, oh, it doesn't look like she's feeling well. I'm like, it's just been a runny nose. They said, well, you have to come back. And so my mom came up with this awesome idea where she's like, well, why don't you call the insurance company and see if they billed for the vaccine? I called and no, they never were billed for the vaccine.
Ooh, that's good to know.
I know. So I call back and because I'm a freak about that. Like now what if it was, you know, every vaccine's major. I mean, for something big, right?
Yes.
So I call back. I said, hey, I just called the insurance company and you never billed for the vaccine that I'm telling you. I know we never got. They're like, okay, how about Monday at 9? And I was not even a sorry. And we've gone this place for a very long time. Nothing. And that's just one. There was two others that were really, in my opinion, pretty big. For example, they gave my daughter a medication when she was literally like 5 years old, 6 years old. And thank God the nanny, the person that was taking care of her when I was at work, called and said, this medication says don't apply to anyone under 150 pounds. And I go, well, she's clearly a six-year-old. So and I called and told them, and the doctor said, really? Oh, I didn't even know that medication had that. All right, let me prescribe something else. And I was like, are you serious? This seems like a pretty big mistake to me, you know?
Yeah, I could see one thing.
Yeah.
Speaking of health, we do have to talk about
keeping yourself healthy so you don't have to track down a doctor and find all that stuff out.
Exactly.
SeatSitters.com is made to keep you healthy while you fly. There's several nasty germs all over the seats you're sitting in on an airplane. Not the airline's fault, but people fly, they're sick. They leave the germs there, they get up, they leave. The airlines don't have all the time in the world to clean every seat as well as we all probably wish they would. So that's how Seat Sitters came to be. It's a kit that comes with a seat cover that is made specifically to fit perfectly to an airline chair. It has a tray table cover, two sanitary wipes, an allergy mask, and a no-nut sticker. It's about $20. You can find it at bedbathandbeyond.com in the travel section, or you can order it at seatsitters.com. So when you think about booking vacation, all that goes into it, do the little extra, get yourself some seat sitter kits so your family stays healthy while they're on vacation and when they get home from vacation. Seatsitters.com.
All right, I'm going to tell you why I left my old dentist.
Okay.
Part of the reason was because when my kids were little, we just started taking them to this dentist too. And my son was a very sensitive kid. He didn't like people touching him. He didn't, when he went to preschool, he didn't participate in stuff right away. Like, he was just very, not sensitive, but very, he was quirky. That's the word everyone used to describe
him.
So, like, it took a while to talk him into the dentist chair for the first time. And especially, I know a lot of kids are reticent for the first time, but even every time we took him, it was, you know, it was probably, it was harder than it was with my daughter. Let me put it that way. So he must have been 6 or 7 years old, and he had to have a filling. And he said it was painful, and so the dentist changed some stuff or gave him a shot or whatever, and then my son obviously couldn't handle whatever was happening. And the dentist was like, "This is ridiculous. I have kids in this chair all the time." And I said, "Don't care?
Yeah.
Don't care about the other kids?" And he said that right in front of my son. Like, basically, he was exasperated with my child. And I said, "Is there? I need to take him somewhere else. And you need to give me the name of someone." And he said, "Yeah, there's a pediatric dentist," which I did not know that was a thing.
Oh, I didn't either. You're like, "Oh, well, thank you."
And
at the same time, you're like, "Very interesting."
And
I didn't
know. Pediatric dentist, let me tell you, not only was he amazing for my son. I cannot say enough good things about this
really?
Doctor. Oh, such an amazing man. Great staff. When my daughter was 18 and had to have her wisdom teeth removed, the regular dentist was going to do it. My daughter is not squeamish about dental things, but very squeamish about medical things.
Okay.
Like, I had to go to every doctor's appointment with her well into college.
Oh, my mom went till I was like 27.
Yeah. I mean, she used to pass out, get
very
anxious.
If I had to get a shot, yeah.
So she's very squeamish about medical things and was getting very, very anxious about this procedure. Because getting your wisdom teeth out is big.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So I called the pediatric dentist and he said, "Bring her in." Didn't charge us for an appointment. I took her in. He chatted with her and he said, "Okay, this is the guy who took out my wisdom teeth. I'm going to send you to him. He's going to do it." Like, he was so.
How awesome is that?
Wonderful. And those are the people, like, you have my business until, like, my son probably shouldn't be seeing a pediatric dentist anymore, but I don't want to leave.
Right.
I love them. I want them to have our money.
Yes.
So, yeah, when you find the great people, you stick with them.
Yeah.
But I just keep asking a lot of questions.
Yeah. Well, it's funny you say that because I was looking up what questions, you know, you should ask.
Yeah.
And because I also have a friend who's famous for every time there's a problem, she's asking me 1,000 questions. She recently told me she wants to be my health advocate because I don't know any of the questions, any of the answers.
That's pretty funny.
She's always like, "How did you not ask that?" I'm like,
"Maybe
I don't
you
know.
Need that."
But it's like, what are the different treatment options? What outcome should I expect? Which is another one. What outcome should I expect? I usually just go all in, like, let's do this. You know what I mean? Like, let's just get this over with. There's probably, I'm going to get some pain, and then we're all done with the thing. You know what I mean? But, like, the shoulder thing.
Yeah.
I'm just bothered because I had it last year. I got to get it again. So I already know what to expect this time
around.
And
you're
going
back to the same doctor?
Well, because it's not the same exact issue he's saying. He's saying what he did.
He's saying.
That's an excellent point. See, I said, how do I know?
Right.
He's reading the MRI. But
I would, if it were me, I would take your x-ray and your history to another doctor and say, "He said he fixed it last year. He says this is different. Did he really? Like, what am I in for?"
I know. So you say that and I go,
"Oh." Get your health advocate and go. Because.
Is there anything I can do on my own to improve my condition? That's probably a good one because me, I just like want to go, what needs to be done? What can we do?
Yeah.
I need to write down things more.
Yes.
That's the big thing because especially like, okay, now remember I told you I had Malaysia or.
That's a country.
Okay. That's, you did that. See, it was it's the darkening of your skin after you're pregnant.
It's not melanoma, but it's something like that.
No, it's something.
Yeah.
And you, I said to the person who told me that when I told you I had it, you told me that I have it's not a country that I have on my face. It's probably something different. And I was like, yeah, it's, and she's, they all started laughing. No, it's not Malaysia. It's
Myanmar?
No, it's Australia. No, I don't know. It's something. Why can't I think of the name of it again?
Mozambique?
Yes. Case in point, though, I need to write things down.
Yes.
So I can tell people what I have or what my daughter or someone has that, you know, we're getting fixed for. And we're not just getting surgery because she has something wrong with her stomach.
Yeah,
there's
okay.
Something specific.
All right. I'm not sure we solved any problems today.
Well, I think you are clearly someone who is an advocate for, like, you know, asking a lot of questions, doing a little research, and your best advice probably get the referral of the person they use.
Yes.
Yes, not just off
This is the number one question I ask my children's pediatrician when they recommend something. If it was your child, and if they say yes, boom, I'm in. So thank you for joining us. We want to hear your tips.
Melasma.
We want to hear your what's happened, your situations, how you go about finding people. You can find us at StacyandLynnPodcast.com. Have a great week, everybody.